Bilawal Bhutto Zardari has said that if ICI and RA sit together, there could be a significant decrease in terrorist activities in the region. The Pakistan People's Party, PPP, chairman addressed a press conference at the UN headquarters in New York on Tuesday. Bilawal, leading a high-level parliamentary delegation, condemned India's illegal strikes inside Pakistan on May 7, calling them a violation of the United Nations Charter and international law. He said the attacks targeted civilian infrastructure, places of worship, dams, and water and energy facilities, causing civilian casualties including women and children. He accused India of using the April 22 Pahalgam attack in Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, EOJEC, as a pretext for aggression. "We express our sympathy with the victims of terrorism and Pakistan has consistently condemned terrorism in all its forms," he added. Bilawal recalled that following the Pahalgam attack, Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif publicly offered Pakistan's cooperation in any impartial international investigation, confident of Pakistan's innocence. However, India rejected the offer and launched strikes, to which Pakistan responded in self-defense by downing six Indian planes that had attacked its territory. He highlighted that subsequent missile strikes were exchanged between the two countries before a ceasefire was brokered, crediting the international community, particularly U.S. President Donald Trump and Secretary of State Marco Rubio, for facilitating the truce. Bilawal warned that while the ceasefire is a welcome first step, the risk of full-scale conflict between two nuclear-armed neighbors remains dangerously high. "The threshold for war has lowered, not risen," he said, urging the global community to continue pursuing dialogue and diplomacy as the only viable path to lasting peace. "This is a developing story."